So what are we talking about this week, Eddie?
Well, it's time to get technical, and here we are, Edward Joseph, your friendly digital doctor, here again. And just a quick one. Anyway, okay, continuing on from last week, what we talked about VGA cards and the amount of memory that you should be asking for and that you need and how many colours you can get on all those kinds of crazy technical issues. Now, last week we talked about how many colours are enough and how many colours can and how the colours can actually slow your system down because you've got to fill up more memory every time your screen blinks under Windows. Now, this week I want to talk a little bit about how much RAM you need to ask for when you buy your PC. And, of course, there's lots of people out there asking for 1 megabyte and 2 megabyte and 4 megabyte and all those kinds of things, but how much do you think you really need?
16!
Yeah, on your VGA card. Now, the first thing is... The RAM on your VGA card has got nothing to do with your system RAM. So if you've got 8 megabytes or 16 megabytes in your system, no, if you buy a 1 megabyte VGA card, you don't end up with 9 megabytes or 16 megabytes in your machine. And here's where we need to get a little bit technical. So all the non-technical people, I'm afraid they're going to have to switch off a little bit.
Listen hard.
Okay, what is 8-bit, 16-bit and 24-bit colour? You hear this thrown around all the time, but what the heck is it? Now, listen carefully. You're going to have to do some common sense maths here. No great magic, but common sense. Firstly, the 8-bit, 16-bit, 24-bit refers to the number of data bits allocated to each screen pixel. And I'll repeat, each screen pixel. Now, 8 bits... which is basically 8 binary digits, allow you to count up to 256 in binary, the same as 4 decimal digits would allow you to count up to 9,999.
Which means 256 colours?
Exactly. So you're... Yeah, good. Somebody's got Steve common sense, and he's still tuned in, too.
He's got the script in front of him.
No, he hasn't, folks. Shut up. He's no April Fool. And all this is serious, by the way. This has nothing to do with April Fool's Day. Now, 256 combinations you'll get out of your 8 bits. 16 bits will give you 64,000 combinations and so on and so on. The 24 bits, you often hear, have you got 24-bit colour, will give you the 16 million colours. Now, how much memory does your VGA card need? Well, that'll depend on your choice of resolution and VGA card driver that you want to pick to show you basically the colours that you want. Now, let's assume you're going to display the good old 640 by 480 resolution, which, of course, is the standard VGA mode. And if you're running your standard Windows VGA driver, which, of course, is only 16 colours, you only need, believe it or not, 256 lousy K of RAM on the VGA card. And in fact, even that is actually more than enough. So... don't go out there buying 4 megabyte VGA cards for $1,000.
64-bit.
That's right.
4 meg.
And all that sort of stuff if all you want to run is a standard Windows VGA driver.
Yeah.
Even if you have got...
why would you want to do it in the first place?
Well, some people only want a word process.
It depends really what you're trying to achieve. Now, if you do have like a 2 megabyte or 4 megabyte VGA card, it will normally not be used at all. No speed improvement, no use, no anything, just dead money that could be sitting in the bank. And this is what I think people have to understand, and this is what really the topic is all about. But for example, if you want to run 640 by 480 with 256 colours, you will need at least 307 kilobytes of RAM. So your standard trusty old 256K video card that you might have used many years ago is actually not enough. You're going to need 307K, and basically the next step on your VGA card is still a measly 512K of RAM. And with the 512K, you'll display 640 by 480, as I said, with 256 colours. So how do we work it out? Simple. If you want 256 colours, then, as we know, we need 1 byte for each pixel. And if we've got the 640 by 480 resolution, that's 640 across the screen and 480 downwards, that works out to 307,200 pixels, which, therefore, you need 307,200 bytes.
Fantastic.
So that's pretty simple. Now, even old VGA cards have at least 256K of RAM, so you can actually, believe it or not, get up to 640 by 400.
Ooh.
But not quite 480 pixels and 256 colours. you see.
My God.
So, because if you work out 640 by 400, you will end up...
I'm still awake. You are horrible.
This is interesting.
I'll
wind up, because this is really where it gets half interesting. So, basically, if you want 16 bits, 64,000 colours, you need 2 bytes, which is 16 bits per pixel, and you're basically going to need twice as much RAM to provide 250 times as many colours.
That's a lot.
Yeah, because you're going from 256 colours to 64,000 colours. You're going for 16-bit colour. So double your RAM and you'll actually get a 250 times, or 256 times actually, as many colours. And that will take up 614 kilobytes, still not even 1 megabyte.
Wow.
So that's above the 512K limit of your other card that you were talking about.
No, I think you've lost me now. Sorry, go on.
No, nothing at all. I was just waving my arms in the air there.
That's very interesting.
Just letting you know you're running out of time, Eddie.
Okay. Similar calculations for 800 by 600 or even 1024 by 768 resolutions. So, the moral of the story is this. If you have 4 megabytes, you get 1024 by 768 resolution with 16 million colours. If you have 2 megabytes of RAM on your VGA card, you will still get 1024 by 768 by 64,000 colours, still a lot, and your humble... lousy little old 1 megabyte, which is, I think, what David was just mentioning about, your humble 1 megabyte VGA card, and in fact you only need about 800 kilobytes for this, you will get 1024 by 768, that big magic number, and you'll still get 256 colours.
I'm going to go home and try that.
So maybe think twice about rushing out there and saying, I do want that extra second megabyte or that third or fourth megabyte, because really unless you know what you're doing, and 256 colours does give you that picture-like quality, you're wasting your money.
Don't waste your money. Stay tuned to Triple R, free radio, bite into it.
And free games. But guess who died this week?
Oh, who?
Mr. Packard.
Who's he?
From, you know, Hewlett and Packard.
Yeah. He packed it in.
They went up to him and tried to do a Control-Alt-Del and nothing happened.
Well, that's bite into it for this week. Hey, listen, 9419-2866.
We have giveaways.
A lot of giveaways.
Games. Windows 95 made easy.
Yeah, yeah. Just ring in. The first 10 people to get through win something. You've got to be a subscriber.
Is it 10?
10.
I'm going to go 10. You know.
10.
See ya.
And we'll be back next week. Thanks for being with us.
See ya. Bye.